Hello, my friend. I'm playing a song for you, All This Beauty by the Weepies. I want you to really feel the joy and celebration of this process that you have just been through. I love this song. It's to me, it just holds the bittersweetness of life, the beauty, the impermanence, the joy, the sorrows, the complicated layers of being human. And one of those incredibly complicated layers is knowing that we're going to die. And you have been courageous enough to face this. You've been courageous enough to look to look it in the face and to, you know, peek under the bed and you know, not be afraid of any of the monsters of fear or uncertainty. Or maybe you did feel those monsters, but you proceeded anyway. And I just want you to know how proud I am of you. This is a big, big topic in our lives. It really matters that we talk about it. It matters that we plan for our deaths. It matters that we love as best we can while we're here, even on the days when it feels like, what's the point? Why do this? You know, why love more? It just hurts. It hurts when people are gone. But it is that love that really sustains us through everything. And in the end, it is what we leave behind. Of course, we'll leave a few treasures for people. Hopefully, we'll leave some wisdom behind, some beautiful memories. But in the essence of it all, what we're leaving is love. And I'm so proud of you for every step you've taken to do this. Whether you've completed the things you need to do or not, I keep thinking of more things, to be honest with you. I feel like this will be a lifelong process for me as I prepare for my own death, and a lifelong process in the sense of both thinking of new sorts of, you know, artifacts or papers I could leave behind for people, and also wisdom that I could leave behind, you know, things that have been important to me that I've learned. And also, most importantly, again, you know, ways that I could ensure that when I'm gone, people will know the impact they had on me. They'll know how much they added to my life. I feel like that part will always be a lifelong process. And leaving that legacy of love is, to me, what it is to be alive. And so I want to tell you how much it has meant to be on this journey with you. I hope this isn't the end of our time together. I hope that we can have more books we do together, because I have other things I want to talk to you about, things I want to write about, things I want to share. But for now, just as with my dear friend Lisa, who I hope you took some time to watch the video, or that you will do so. I love the way she approached this all. Like, you know, my message as I'm here, my message as I leave, is to love the people in your life and let them know. Shout it from the rooftops. Make those love lists. Reach out right now, maybe after you listen to this, just reach out to one person you love and let them know, because you never know if that's exactly what they needed in the moment to get them to the next moment. We all need that. We all need each other. One of my favorite sayings is a Ram Dass quote, "We are all just walking each other home." And that's what this book has been for me. And that's what I hope my continued connection with you will be. We're all just walking each other home. I love you, my friend. Thank you for being here. Bye-bye.